Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Romans chapter 13, starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 7. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Everyone must submit to governing authorities. For all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. So anyone who rebels against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and they will be punished. For the authorities do not strike fear in people who are doing right, but in those who are doing wrong. Would you like to live without fear of the authorities? Do what is right, and they will honor you. The authorities are God's servants, sent for your good. But if you are doing wrong, of course you should be afraid, for they have the power to punish you. They are God's servants, sent for the very purpose of punishing those who do what is wrong. So you must submit to them, not only to avoid punishment, but also to keep a clear conscience. Pay your taxes, too, for these same reasons. For government workers need to be paid. They are serving God in what they do. Give to everyone what you owe them, pay your taxes and government fees to those who collect them, and give respect and honor to those who are in authority. Once again, that was Romans chapter 13 verses 1 through 7 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Government workers are servants of God. This doesn't mean that God is in favor of every government, or that every decision made is godly. It means God is in favor of safety, order, and what is right. Authorities are in place to enforce what is right because people so often want to do what is wrong. We are called by the Lord to pay our taxes and follow those in government authority. The church has also been given authority on earth by God, especially in areas of sin, truth, morality, judgment, and justice. For examples, look to these scriptures. Matthew in chapter 16 verse 19, in Mark chapter 12 verse 17, also John chapter 20 verse 23, and finally take a look at 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15. Ideally, church and state should respect each other's authority, making society better. The Bible teaches that there are times when we must stand against authority, written in Acts chapter 5 verse 29, and in Revelation chapter 13 starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 18. The early Christians did all they could to follow Roman law, but they would not say, quote, "Caesar is Lord," end quote. They refused to stop worshiping, and they would not deny Jesus, even when it meant torture or death. There are Christians around the world today being persecuted by governments for their faith in Jesus. Pray for Christians who are being persecuted. Pray for governments to do what is right and allow freedom in faith. And pray for yourself to stand for Jesus and what is right, no matter what the cost. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Why is it important to pray for our government workers? What difference does it make to follow God's law as the highest law? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.